roughly doubled so far in 2024. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes on the way as a storm system approaches, but today, a very comfortable day. The warming trend continues with today's high temperature up to about 76, a sun and cloud mix with clouds increasing later. I think we're dry through the evening hours, but there could be a risk of some widely scattered showers in the overnight hours tonight, low 54. Tomorrow and Friday night, showers likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. High in the mid-60s tomorrow. I can't rule out a leftover shower early in the day on Saturday, but improvement in the afternoon with a high in the upper 60s. And sunshine, nice Sunday with a high in the low 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
The Alabama House Health Committee has passed H.R. 158, which prohibits the state government or the state health officer from imposing a mask mandate on Alabamians in order to prevent the spread of any type of variant of COVID-19. The bill is sponsored by State Representative Brock Colvin, who says that citizens are smart enough to make health decisions for themselves and don't need bigger government with more authority over them. Governor Ivey signed a mask mandate in July of 2020 that did not expire until April of 2021. This bill does have exceptions for requiring a mask, such as in medical facilities, dental services, medical and research labs, as well as state and local detention facilities. Colvin says that his bill does not go after the private sector, but only government entities. The bill now heads to the House floor for full vote. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A middle school special education teacher in Calera is now on leave from the Shelby County school system after being charged for possession of a controlled substance. Kyle Vincent was released on bond March 19th following those charges. Police in Arab have arrested 35-year-old Christopher Gammel for attempted kidnapping and sexual assault of a female jogger. Authorities say that Gammel used a gun to stop the woman and then tried to kidnap her while also sexually assaulting her. The victim did get away. Police caught up with Gammel in Albertville. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida. Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
After damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader here in the studio with me.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right. And honestly, today we are flying by the seat of our pants, but there's plenty of things to talk about. First,
we were supposed to wear pants?
Did you not wear pants? I'd even look down when I saw you today. So I'm glad I didn't. I don't see certain
things. You didn't
make
that specific. So I just, I guess I heard you wrong this morning. My bad.
But Wes Allen, Secretary of State for the great state of Alabama, he will be joining us at 12:30.
Excellent.
Just catching up with him, and there have been some new state laws passed,
right,
that he is very much in favor of, and he wants to talk about that. He also, we hadn't mentioned it, happened about a week or so ago, went up to Washington, D.C., and he was actually introduced by Senator Britt, and he was mostly talking about how there are not mechanisms nationwide to really know whether somebody's a citizen or not. So we'll get into all that. And then also just some basic housekeeping when it comes to these runoff elections. So what are the rules about runoff elections? You know, how do these sort of things work? And I look forward to seeing Secretary of State Wes Allen here in about 20 shopping minutes. But when you look at the world and what's going on nationwide, well, the political theater in Washington has my eye. Because where we left off yesterday was the Tony Bobulinski Hunter Biden hearing.
Yep, yep.
And we missed some of the best stuff. We really did, Eddie.
Oh, it got better than...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so here's... Bobulinski is... he's got no chill. I'll put it that way. So I want to start with one where it's Representative Ro Khanna. Now, Ro Khanna presents himself, and I think he genuinely is, for the most part, as a guy you could talk to. He'll talk to anybody. He did, like, a debate slash discussion with Vivek when Vivek was running for president. I mean, he's a Democrat through and through. He's a progressive. But he will sit down and actually talk without demonizing.
Gotcha.
And I appreciate Ro Khanna in that regard. But this moment from Bobulinski is fascinating because it's not just Bobulinski. It's a guy named Lev Parnas who says, you know, Trump hired them to go talk to an oligarch to get dirt and actually understand the paper trail and the money trail of the Bidens operating in Eastern Europe, particularly Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats are hanging their hat on this. Oh, see, they're so dirty. They were working with the Russians. Like, whatever. I'm at the point where I'm pretty sure all sides do that sort of thing.
I think you're right.
But this is Ro Khanna talking to Parnas at the beginning, and I'll play just a little bit of that, and then we'll get into the meat of this.
Chair now recognizes Mr. Khanna for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Parnas, can you tell me about your meetings with Dmitry Firtash and why you believe the Trump campaign used his services?
Yes, I was sent to meet with Dmitry Firtash because Dmitry Firtash had resources. He's an oligarch that was in Vienna waiting to be extradited to the United States. But he was very close with Vladimir Putin, Ukraine, and lots of characters in that part of the world. And my objective at the time was to have him help us lean on Mykola Zlochevsky and get dirt on the Bidens.
So he kind of talks to this guy for several minutes. Mm-hmm. And sitting right next to this Lev Parnas guy is Tony Bobulinski.
Ah.
Kana doesn't say one damn word to Bobulinski. Okay. But you're like, okay, maybe he was just looking to get the story from Parnas. Hey, by the way, the long story short, they thought, oh, there's going to be some deal so this oligarch could come to the United States. Bill Barr knew about it. That is, if this guy plays ball, we'll drop the charges. You get to come back into the United States.
Okay.
Well, that guy is still not in the United States.
Oh.
A lot of this was mostly spearheaded by Rudy Giuliani, all that saga.
Okay.
That's where Parnas is involved. So they go on and on and on, and so Parnas gets hailed by Jamie Raskin, and the chair gives it over to Byron Donalds to talk about the true paper trail. And then this happened.
Actually get to the actual paper trail of money flow from the CEFC into the bank account for President Joe Biden. And I want to start with a text message, July 31, WhatsApp text message.
And remember, Ro Khanna didn't say a word to Tony Bobulinski.
Right.
Message between Hunter Biden and one chairman, one Mr. Zhao. Real quick, Mr. Bobulinski, who is Mr. Zhao?
Congressman Donalds, I'd just actually like to spend 20 seconds. If you noticed, Congressman Khanna scurried out of here very quickly, and I'm actually disgusted as I sit here that he didn't address me based on the fact that I'm sitting here in front of the world trying to testify to the truth. In October 2020, I have messages I'm willing to produce to both the Democrats and the Republicans that Ro Khanna sent to me saying, you've always demonstrated to me that you're nothing but an honest with the highest integrity individual. And I was begging for him to go on CNN and tell the world in October 2020. I have extensive emails with Congressman Ro Khanna in 2021 and 2022 where I begged him and his staff to sit down with me and look at my BlackBerry phones that the Democrats are so focused on, to hire forensics experts and go through all of the factual information I had. So the fact that he did not even address me and then scurried out of here is disgusting to me.
All right.
Sorry, Mr. Donalds. I'll answer your question now.
Snake's a snake.
Wow.
What snakes do?
No, Bobulinski was an interesting witness because of this. Like, he was feisty, but way that it wasn't the usual filibustering.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was quite effective. And actually, he's asked in another setting, have you ever donated to campaigns? And he said, yeah, the only person I've ever donated money to, I'm not really a political person, I'm part of a military family. My brother served, I served, my father served, my grandfather served. We've given our, willing to give our lives for this country. And we've never been that political. But I have donated to one person, Representative Ro Khanna.
Oh.
So this congressman who he's given money to, who was saying behind the scenes when Bobulinski came out during the 2020 campaign, mm-hmm. You really are an honest guy, Tony, won't come out and defend Bobulinski. And when Bobulinski is right there in front of him in that hearing room, he doesn't even look at him, let alone ask him a question. Wow.
Snake's a snake, brother.
And you got to wonder how much of that sort of behind the scenes drama is always going on.
Always.
And we don't have somebody like Bobulinski to just say it.
Dude.
Every
workplace you've ever been in, has it not had drama?
Oh, sure.
So imagine this stakes.
Right.
Imagine.
Right. Now, this is Dan Goldman. He's a real piece of work. He's an effective lawyer, I imagine, but he's man, I don't trust this guy one bit. And him and Bobulinski get into it. This is fascinating.
Gentlemen's time's expired. Chair now recognize Mr. Goldman for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I only have 5 minutes, Mr. Bobulinski, so I'm going to try to move quickly, and I'd appreciate if you just answer the questions. You testified that Joe Biden was involved in your business venture related to Oneida Holdings and Hunter Biden. So I want to drill down on the crux of what your testimony is. Oneida Holdings is the business venture that you are referring to, correct?
When I'm referring to what? Can you
any business you did with the Bidens?
My reference is the Sinohawk Holdings LLC, and Oneida Holdings LLC owned 50% of that.
Right. And Oneida Holdings was the 50% that was on the American side of that Sinohawk deal, right?
It was the 50% that was the Biden side of it. Some of the, James Giller, is not an American, so.
Sorry, fair enough. And it was a joint partnership memorialized in an incorporating document, correct? And it had equal shares divided among five partners. Is that right?
Well, I can't. Well, are you asking me about what you're holding up? Because
sir, was it an equal? Were there equal 20% shares among five partners?
In what?
Oneida Holdings.
In the final signed documents?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
It is?
Not complicated.
Well, it is because
You're just filibustering now. The answer is, you're filibustering, I get it, that there were five partners, Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, Rob Walker, James Gilliar, and you. Each own 20%.
They didn't each own, their LLCs owned it, which is a material
difference. Do you see Joe Biden or an LLC related to Joe Biden on this?
I don't know if Joe Biden owned any of Jim Biden's LLC or Hunter Biden's LLC. I'll leave that up to the committee.
Okay. And do you know when this agreement was entered into?
The poster board that you're holding up, or the actual legal document that was signed?
The agreement, sir.
The agreement.
The agreement was signed May 22nd, 2017. Who was the vice president then?
May 22nd, you said? I think it was Mike Pence.
And who was the president?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And when did you first meet Hunter Biden?
I first met Hunter Biden in early 2017.
When in 2017?
A day or
the month.
An hour?
The month is good.
A month? I believe I briefly met him in New York, but I spent the first meeting I had extensive time with him was in early May 2017.
Okay, and that was around the same time that you had those two meetings with Joe Biden, right?
It was, but prior to that, I had numerous discussions with Hunter. I had lawyers through the documents.
Can I please reclaim my time, sir? As I said, we have to move quickly here. Unfortunately, in your testimony earlier today, one of my colleagues asked you about that meeting at the bar, 45 minutes to 60 minutes. And you were also asked about that in your transcribed interview. And in neither of your answers did you mention any discussion that you had at that meeting with Joe Biden about the Chinese business venture. Yet, in grandiose terms here today, you have declared that Joe Biden was involved and that you have mountains of irrefutable evidence to support it. So let's look at the mountains of irrefutable evidence. You provided the committee with a screenshot of a text message that is between James Gilliard and you, dated May 11th, 2017. You see this? I don't know if you can see it. If you can't see, it's just you and James Gilliard, though, right? You remember this text message, I'm sure.
Generally, yes.
All right. And in it, Gilliard writes, "Man, you are right. Let's get the company set up, then tell Ancient Family the high stakes and get Joe involved." And 2 days later, Mr. Gilliard sent an email to you, CCing Rob Walker and Hunter Biden, in which he suggested a division of the company and included a proposal of, quote, 10% held by H for the big guy, question mark. You remember that, right?
The infamous email with the big guy? Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Did anyone ever respond to that email?
Yes, they did, numerous times.
Sorry.
Hunter Biden himself did.
Excuse me. You're right.
Well, no, that's important because Hunter Biden has claimed that he didn't respond to it, and he responded to it.
You're just going to filibuster. I reclaim my time that's running out, but I will say no one responded to the big guy reference for 10.
Thank you for making my point. They didn't have to respond because they all knew the big guy was Joe Biden.
I reclaim my time. Mr. Chairman, please control the witness.
Control the witness.
I would like to say, get a little extra time, Mr. Chairman, because I want to read what Mr. Gilliard said to the Wall Street Journal. Quote, "I would like to clear up any speculation that former vice president was involved with the 2017 discussions about our potential business structure. I am unaware of any involvement at any time of the former vice president. The activity in question never delivered and project revenue. 9 days later, the agreement without Joe Biden was signed. You and James Gilliard wanted Joe Biden involved, and that is why Hunter Biden dumped you and did the business on his own."
That's a blatant lie, Mr. Goldman. You know better.
Chairman, time's expired. Chair now recognizes Mr. Higgins from...
So that's what was going on in Washington yesterday. But I find it fascinating that, and this is the lawyering that's done, Goldman's essentially trying to put the shoe on Bobulinski.
Right.
By citing one of the other of the five shares of the five players in this, that James Gilliard character. But I don't know, the statement he read from Gilliard sounded kind of like a hostage letter. But Joe had nothing to do with this. Joe Biden was obviously the product. Joe Biden was the selling point.
Yeah.
The vice president, then former vice president of the United States, was the selling point. And it's a matter of fact now, you even had Dan Goldman talking about this. Bob Alinsky is right there in the thick of it with everybody. Well, and nobody really knew who the big guy was. Everybody knew who the big guy was.
Right.
Everybody. I just find it fascinating that, will this go anywhere? No.
No.
But I feel like this is an inside look on how some of the big deals in Washington, D.C. are done. How do some of these folks get so rich? Is it just inside info to play the stock market? I'm sure some of that's going on, but that ain't the only thing.
But yeah.
No, if you want to get close to powerful people, what do? You hire their family members.
Right.
If you can't hire them outright, which some of that does exist.
That puts them at arm's length. I'm not dealing directly with Joey. But I got Joey's cousin right here.
And his cousin and him real close.
Right, real tight. But that ain't got nothing to do with me.
And actually, Dad's sitting here right next to me on the plane. You better send the money, Chairman Zhao.
Right.
Like,
right.
You see how this works, folks. And it's not just the Bidens. And this is why I suspect, unless it's useful to the Democratic Party to get rid of Joe Biden, we'll see. Nothing's going to happen here.
Right. But at the same time, you're saying
so many folks are guilty of this exact behavior.
But it's useful, and I think it is. I think it's just like you're saying the other day about somebody's taking his place. This will be yet another deal where the Democrats are going to let the dogs out. Otherwise, they'd be protecting him. I think they'll let the dogs out a little bit on this one.
Well, and it's also, it could be just something, innocuous, like, your husband or wife gets hired to a big lobbying firm.
That happens?
Yeah. It's interesting how that works.
Interesting.
And your kids get connections, and your brothers get connections.
Brother-in-laws. That happens a lot.
Right. Yeah. Yep. It's a fascinating way all this works, where you're not actually dealing with the principles.
No.
So we'll find every way around it, and we'll build the rules in such a way. Folks keep saying the system is corrupt. The system is corrupt. Eddie, the system is corrupt. No. Corruption is the system. Corruption is the lubricant that gets things done in Washington, D.C. Corruption is the lubricant that gets things done in this damn state and every other state in this union and around the world. Corruption is the system. Excuse me, pardon me, we're about to have a statewide elected official in here. But I, at the end of the day, think so much of what government does is inherently corrupt. Everybody knows it. They've just figured out a way to legalize it and legitimize it, or at least keep it in the shadows enough to where even though the average bear might suspect it, they can't quite prove it. Remember what Jim Biden said to Bob Alinsky? Because Bob Alinsky asked, how do y'all not get in trouble for FARA violations, all this? And Jim said, plausible deniability.
Yep.
What a world. Again, don't hang your hat on this or your hopes on this, folks. I don't think too much will come of it. But it is fascinating to learn more and more how the inner workings of D.C. go down. And by the way, one of the guys who wasn't there in person was Lev Parnas, Tony Bob Alinsky, and a guy named Gallus. He was actually zooming in from Montgomery. Small world.
Really?
I'm getting a little creeped out that I go to the national news and Montgomery keeps coming up. What the heck's going on in this town? They got a Baphomet in the basement of the Capitol or something?
You're here. You don't see what's happening?
Right.
Or are you part of it?
I'm a part of it.
Hmm.
Look at me like that. Hmm. Well, now you're looking at me like I'm a snack, like I'm a sandwich. That's kind of creeping me out.
Have a baby.
Let's hit a break. Shut up. Let's hit a break.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting 3 kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA healthcare system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
Taking on large commercial landscapes, Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut with our full line of professional-grade zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes on the way as a storm system approaches, but today, a very comfortable day. The warming trend continues with today's high temperature up to about 76, a sun and cloud mix with clouds increasing later. I think we're dry through the evening hours, but there could be a risk of some widely scattered showers in the overnight hours tonight, low 54. tomorrow and Friday night, showers likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm or two. High in the mid-60s tomorrow. I can't rule out a leftover shower early in the day on Saturday, but improvement in the afternoon with a high in the upper 60s. And sunshine, nice Sunday with a high in the low 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. And now, as promised, we have right across from me the Secretary of State for the great state of Alabama, Wes Allen. Wes, how you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, sorry, I hit the wrong mic.
Here we go.
You doing good?
We're live. Yeah, I'm good. I appreciate you having me on. Thanks.
Thanks for being here, especially on such short notice. But just generally, how's it going there? How long have you been in office now there as secretary?
Yeah, so sworn in January 16th, 2023. So a little over a year.
Okay.
It's been a great year. It goes fast, man. It really does. And we've enjoyed it. Got a great team and just rocking and rolling, man.
Well, and before we get into some of the latest things, let's remind folks, like, you all got out of the ERIC system, and now the new system you've put together is up and running. You've been now through a primary election. How's that working out?
Avid, the Alabama Voter Integrity Database, and it's been really good. We've identified over about 109,000 voters that have moved out of state, so we, you know, have been working those lists really hard. One of the things that people don't realize, though, is that the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 that Congress passed prohibits states within 90 days of an election to work your voter file maintenance. So you can't remove anybody, can't place them on inactive, you know, all that sort of thing. So, you know, December the 5th, we quit working those inactive, those lists that we've identified. And so after the primary runoff, we'll get back to work, you know, in preparation for the November election.
Now, with runoffs, like, some of the basic rules could be good to go over for the audience out there. So it's, if you voted in the Republican or the Democrat primary, you have to, if you're going to vote, you're locked into those that party.
So Joey Clark goes and votes in the Republican primary, you're locked into that primary. You cannot cross over and vote for the Democratic runoff wherever you may live.
Now, what if I didn't vote in the first primary?
You can go vote in either or.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and do we expect, what turnout do we expect for this?
Oh, well, we only had 21% turnout statewide. That was the average. It was kind of bad.
And it's bad.
Yes, it's low. So it's probably not going to be higher than 21%. We went back and looked in 2016. It was 41% turnout in the primary. In 2020, it was like 33% turnout. So we were way lower than those two previous presidential cycles.
Do you expect, though, maybe in November we're going to see big turnout?
I would expect, yes, it's going to be big turnout. You know, one of the things that people may not realize is that we've got 3.9 million and some change, voting age population, those that are over the age of 18 or older, okay? We've got over 3.7 million and some change registered voters in the state of Alabama, 96%. I mean, that's tremendous.
Right.
And I think that's a great number. And, of course, we want everybody that wants to be registered to get registered. We make it easy to do. So people really don't have an excuse not to go vote. We know when the date is. Is it going to surprise anybody? Hey, when's the date? No, we know. It's like 4th of July. Hey, we know when that is.
Well, and
we know when Christmas is.
And
you know,
to back up your point, too, about how easy it is to register, I just moved.
Yeah.
And I was realizing, the deadline's coming up. It took me 5 minutes online.
Yeah.
It's that easy, folks.
And I would like to point out a tool we have on our website. You can go to the elections tab, type in, if somebody doesn't know where they vote, the precinct, what congressional district they're in, what school board district they're in, what state representative district they're in, they can type in their full name and their birth date. It'll pull up everything and on our website at alabamavotes.gov. And it's really, really convenient.
Now, has there been any issue at all, because it was made a huge issue over the last past years, of voter ID? And I don't think there's been any real... It's been streamlined. It's easy when you go vote. Right. Any big complaints about having to show ID when you vote?
No, not in Alabama. Yeah. I mean, we make it free of charge. If someone doesn't have a photo identification, we'll go to their house. Or, you know, we go to places and make it available for free. So... And again, most folks use their driver's license.
Right.
And so, you know, or you could use a United States passport. You could use any other, you know, we got a huge long list of potential photo identifications that are eligible to use.
And isn't it interesting how, you know, all that noise being made, and now it seems like everybody's like, yeah, it makes sense. You are who you are. We got to be able to prove it.
Right. Common sense.
Yeah.
Common sense.
And so you recently made a trip up to D.C.
I did, yeah.
And not just to go see folks. I mean, you were there on camera in a committee hearing room.
Yeah.
And you were introduced by our junior senator, Senator Britt.
Yeah.
Explain to the folks why you're up there and what your testimony was about.
Well, I was called to testify before the Rules and Administration Committee in the U.S. and United States Senate by Senator Britt. And first of all, she is being a conservative warrior for fighting for election integrity at the federal level. And so I really want to commend her on the things that she's leading on. And so she brought us up, asked us to come up to testify about what Alabama's been doing, you know, what we're seeing, things that we could do to make the system better, to strengthen our elections process. And we were very, very humbled to be able to do that. It was quite the experience.
Now, what were some of the suggestions you had to strengthen that process?
So you and I earlier were talking about the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. You know, it's real easy to get registered to vote, but it takes 4 years to remove someone off of your voter file, off of the state voter file. So we suggested that was just too long, 4 years. People move a lot. You know, the Americans now, we move a lot.
Oh, yeah.
From state to state. And so we suggested to move that down to 2 years, to allow us to clean up and have strong voter files, clean voter rolls. That's the foundation of election integrity, is strong, secure, clean voter rolls. And we recognize that. The other thing we told them and suggested was to make the National Death Index, the master index, where when someone passes away, they go on this list. So if someone from Alabama travels out of state, they unfortunately pass away, that's not Alabama's data. So by getting our hands on that master death index from the Social Security Administration, we're able to immediately remove that individual off of the voter files. We haven't always had access to that, and we had to jump through so many hoops to include that in AVID, you know, our voter file maintenance program. I mean, we were behind, I told this to the committee, we were behind private entities.
Wow.
We're a sovereign state.
Yeah.
One of the 50, right?
Right.
So
for now,
they made it hard to you know, you got to get accredited, you got to go through all these things. So I said, please make that available to all secretaries so we can maintain solid, clean voter files.
Now, what can go wrong if it isn't clean?
Well, you're maintaining right now a bloated system.
Hmm.
I mean, because it takes 4 years to remove someone. You know, if they move, and we got to send postcards out and say, hey, if you move, please remove yourself. Or if you're not, please correct us. You know, that sort of thing. And so we have to jump through so many things to make sure we keep it clean. But maintaining a bloated voter file is not good.
Well, and that could, and you have cleaned it up here in this state, mm-hmm. but in theory, hypothetical, if you have it that bloated, people could start to engage in fraud, or it would make it easier to engage in fraud if
it has potential. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, identity theft or impersonating somebody.
Yeah, we saw some identity theft in North Alabama where some illegal immigrants stole identities.
Hmm.
Yeah, and they were indicted and arrested. So that's since I've been in office. So we worked with our federal partners to help them during that investigation.
Now, and one other thing you were talking to the committee up there and talking to Senator Britt about is being able to confirm citizenship or verify citizenship.
Yeah.
Lay that out for the folks.
I wish we had better tools to where we could verify citizenship. We, in December of 2023, the staff and I reached out to the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, a federal agency under Homeland, said, hey, please provide your list of non-citizens. We know they had the list. They've got the list. They wrote back, said, we're not providing you with that list. We just want to cross-check those list of non-citizens against our list on the voter file. Now, they said use the SAVE program, which is the Systematic Alien Verification Entitlement Program database. Okay. Well, that database from the federal government says you can't use that list to verify citizenship either, but that you had one federal agency saying, talking out of both sides of their mouth, use the other one and not knowing. So,
well, and there's got to be a way.
Well, I mean, we are working extremely hard to make sure we can get our hands on it, to especially what's happening at the southern border. I mean, people see what's happening all the time, so it's vitally important, and I expressed our concern to the committee.
Because I believe they'll even if you're undocumented, even if you're an illegal alien, they'll hand out a tax ID so you can pay into Social Security. There's got to be a way to identify a lot of these folks. Right. But I'm not surprised that the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing up there.
Yeah, it's a monstrosity.
Washington. Yeah, it really is. What do you make of, and some folks have been making a lot of hay of this recently, this idea that, you know, the recent census we had, California gets more apportionment. Mm-hmm. It's like we're going back to the Constitutional Convention because of all the illegal population. Mm-hmm. And to me, that just strikes me as like, I thought we were a republic based on citizens, not just general people here.
Right, no doubt. And, you know, I think you see what's happening at the border. They're going to these blue states. They want to keep that population up so they keep their electoral power. We had an amendment on the Senate floor, last week or two ago that tried to address that specific issue. It was defeated by the Democrats to where we're only counting United States citizens. I think it's important.
Yeah, and yet the other side, I think, is playing with fire with that.
They are.
They seem to be trying to push it to their political advantage. Again, folks, we're talking to Secretary of State here in Alabama, Wes Allen. Now, there have been some local bills proposed.
Yeah.
And well, actually, I think the governor just signed a big one. Explain that for folks, why this is such a big deal.
Yeah, so SB1 deals with the absentee voting process. And this is something that I introduced in 2022 when I was still in the House to deal with what we call ballot harvesting and the absentee process. So it's not something that we just kind of came up with. It's something that I've been working on for a long time, election integrity. And so Garland Gudger out of the state Senate from Coleman introduced the bill in the Senate. Jamie Keel handled it in the House, and it deals with the applications of absentee process. Only the applications. It's already illegal to return someone's absentee ballot for them. Only the voter can return the absentee ballot back to the circuit clerk or the absentee election manager. But the law, as it was before we passed this bill, was very vague. It needed clarity. There was no penalties involved in it at all. But here's what it does. It protects the absentee ballot system. Joey Clark can still receive any assistance that he needs with his absentee application. It didn't change that at all. So any voter out there can receive help and receive assistance. But they cannot be pre-filled. So they can't be pre-filled in advance. And you, as the voter, are the only one that can return that completed application. Now, this is where it's the big meat part of where the meat of the bill is third parties cannot pay individuals, and individuals cannot accept payment for going out and providing that assistance. Now, all these groups that are screaming and hollering and throwing out all this disinformation about the bill, they can still help people. They can still help them. They just cannot get paid and compensated for it. And it protects the disabled. We enshrined in the bill what the federal law says. From start to finish, those that are disabled can receive help and assistance with their absentee application.
When I put in the same basket of so much stuff you see, but like with the calls, the telemarketer calls and scams, but how many things in our society are built to prey on older folks or folks with disabilities or other reasons? Mm-hmm. And it's just a crying shame. So, again, like we were talking about earlier, how could this go wrong? Well, the example I would bring up is, I believe Ken Paxton in Texas is constantly making this point. He claims the reason they went after him so hard is he essentially stopped in Texas what they did in Georgia. But so in Georgia, that's not, I know you're here for Alabama, but just to show the example of how this could go wrong, if you have folks with pre-filed ballots,
pre-filled applications.
And they are paid to go door to door and essentially say, hey, just fill this out or sign off on this. I mean, that's getting pretty close to really messing with somebody's vote.
Well, interfering and manipulating with the process and putting undue pressure on these elderly voters or just voters that you know, are not highly engaged, I guess, but you know, there are the third parties out there that mass mail these applications that are pre-filled. And a lot of the times it creates confusion and chaos because it's got the wrong information on it. So if you lived in an apartment complex and you moved, all right, and then they've got bad information, they sent it to Joey Clark at the apartment complex. The other person that lives there now gets it and says, why am I receiving this? They call our office or have in the past. You know, Joey Clark does not live here anymore. You know, I'm John Doe, and I was going on election day to the precinct to vote because I like to vote in person.
Right.
So we want to make sure that none of that manipulation and interference is taking place with pre-filled applications.
And now there are penalties in the law, too?
Big penalties.
Okay. Like, well, if somebody...
Felonies.
Okay.
Felonies for
good.
Getting paid or paying someone.
Well, and I think
where we didn't have that before.
Right.
So that's why... And a lot of the opponents said, well, show me the prosecution. Show me all the fraud. Well, they're not prosecuting because there's no penalties in the former law. So we put it in place.
That's fantastic.
Strong deterrence.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that you had been trying to shepherd that before years past. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And speaking of Shepherd, I had on a lovely woman named Angela Shepherd on Monday with Patriots First. What do you make of this this audit legislation that's just, I guess,
Debbie Wood.
Yeah.
Debbie Wood, yeah. We're supportive.
Okay.
And we'll see where that goes. I know it was in House Committee. It got carried over. Right. They were trying to work out some language between them and the probate judges, but I think that'll get worked out and get moving.
And this would almost be like a random audit for given precincts that probate judges would implement?
I haven't seen the latest language, but I think they got it down to where it's a workable language for both sides to ensure transparency.
Well, and on any news on, you know, we've been focused so much on elections and election integrity, and rightfully so, given what happened in 2020.
Sure.
But on you wear many hats as Secretary of State, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So is there any developments on other aspects of your job?
Yeah, sure. The annual reports that businesses have to file. Previously, they filed that with the Department of Revenue every year about this time during tax season. But when the legislature did the tax cut for business privilege tax several years ago, there was some language in there that took away the annual reports where they were filed with revenue and put it under the secretary's office. And it's just another layer of bureaucracy and red tape. And plus, there was a fee involved. And so we got to hearing and looking and saying, well, there's no need in this. We already got their documents when they established their business. We already got their documentation with the Department of Revenue when they file their taxes. This is just one more piece of red tape that is a burden, and you're paying $10. I mean, come on. We've got a piece of legislation that's out of the House that's going to be in the Senate committee next week that we hope will just take away all those annual reports and make it easier on those folks that are sole proprietors or LLCs or just out there trying to make a living providing for their families.
Well, and I'll get you out of here with this kind of a silly question, but are you happy that you don't have to be in the legislature anymore to talk about gambling again?
I'm so excited to be in the Alabama State Capitol and across the street from the legislature. Now, listen, I miss my friends.
Sure.
I miss the camaraderie. I got a lot of great friends across the street over there, but I enjoy being secretary.
Amen. Well, I appreciate the time, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Joey.
More news and views in the afternoon after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. And they're at the Goodson Group. Bo and his team are ready to help you whether you're looking to buy or sell here in the Montgomery or surrounding markets. Whether you're looking to buy or sell your home. You know, Bo's been working in the River Region real estate market for over four decades. It's getting close to five. And that means he's seen it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's why he's so well-equipped to help shepherd you whether you're buying or selling, or maybe you're not buying or selling your property, but you want to rent it out. You need management services. The Goodson Group is great for that. A very reasonable fee. And unless you're ready to put in the sweat equity to learn how to manage a property yourself, you probably want to go with the Goodson Group. They really are fantastic at what they do. And then the crown jewel there is the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited programs here in the great state of Alabama because of all that experience I just mentioned. Plus, it's a very interactive course. Bo is getting you ready to hit the ground running to find success, whether you're going to be a fully licensed realtor or just a more knowledgeable private player here in this market, or folks have moved even after doing the Goodson Group School and, well, they found success in other places. This knowledge can be carried all over this great nation of ours. So check them out today. You can always go to thegoodsongroup.com or give them a call at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Great sponsor here of the program. Eddie, how you
doing? Doing good. How you doing, buddy?
You all right?
Yeah, I had to go negotiate.
To negotiate? Oh, I was thinking, oh, no, he ate something wrong. He had to go to the can.
No, I didn't want to be in here in the middle of the interview and...
No, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I very much like Wes Allen.
Well, Wes liked it so much, he said, don't forget to tell you to send him the link.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay. That's me telling you, because I'm going to forget in 5 minutes on Friday.
Right, I'll have to...
I've done my part.
You know, when I get done with this job, I'll go home and work some more.
Welcome to life, son. Welcome to life.
I complain, but...
Please.
No, the worst part of this is, at this moment...
Yeah.
Is I'm doing, for folks who don't know, we're doing a lot of videos, and like I'm cutting short videos and longer ones, right. Adding captions, Joey Clark Live on YouTube, and it's one thing to get used to hearing the sound of your own voice, which I've, I guess, gotten used to over a decade of doing this, but having to look at yourself, look at you and me.
Dude.
I'm going a little bit insane having to watch myself, having to watch us every afternoon when I edit this stuff.
Right.
I need an editor.
I don't have the 85-inch that you do. Because, you know, I live in a normal man's world.
Oh, you got more money than me.
Anyway.
By magnitude.
When I flip, you know, I'm going through YouTube, that's generally what I watch now. Yeah, when it comes up and it's just us, it's taking me aback to look at, for one, it's us, but we're on TV. And then I look at how many hours we've done.
A lot.
Right. And so when people see
15
me often
a week,
now,
baby.
And I see that look, and I'm like, oh, boy, they recognize me. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Anybody ever... go for a little pinch, little backside, little pat on the behind,
Joey,
the caboose.
Joey, I'm a married man, so they know better.
Getting a little bit of that cake?
Nope, Joey, I'm a married man. They know better.
Well, that doesn't matter. Creeps are going to creep.
Yeah, this is true. I wish you'd stop, though. It's really making me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, you remember last time we went to bomb hours, I had groped.
I don't want to go to HR on you, so you need to stop that.
No, I'm wondering. I think some of the people that groped me work here.
Yeah, you think?
And I go to HR and she'd laugh at me.
Yes. Yes, she would.
Gotta love radio. 272-9228. No, I really do appreciate Wes Allen stopping by. And I think he's very buttoned up in the sense that these latest rules that we're seeing here in Alabama being implemented, I think, really tighten up the system. This latest one that was just passed, signed by the governor, is fantastic.
Good.
Puts actual penalties behind if you start messing with the absentee ballot applications and where you can't come in with it pre-filled.
Right.
And, oh, just here.
I picked up.
And you can't take it.
Yeah.
Like, you can assist, but you can't get paid to assist. None of this third party.
Right. Like, take that incentive out of that.
Right. And now there are actual penalties, felonies, if you break those laws. So I think we're heading in the right direction in Alabama. If only we could do that in places like Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan. And
you
a few other spots.
I still want to go back to the blue thumb. Everybody gets a die.
Like a purple or blue thumb?
Yep. That's how you know you voted. That way, I can't show up at another precinct because I got the blue thumb. I'm telling you. And you vote that day. There's no absentee stuff. You vote that day.
That should be the idea. But I get why you need an absentee system. For older folks and those with disabilities. And then for, obviously, military member. that are overseas.
Right, but that could be very... Dude, I used to live overseas. They used to pay the guys. That could be done. Voting overseas like that. It could be done if it's warm.
Oh, yeah, and also if you're at a base, like, I mean, it's time to vote, guys. Right. Like, yeah. Like, the base is almost like U.S. sovereign territory just overseas. Yeah. It is U.S. sovereign territory overseas, so you should be able to vote pretty easily. What else has been going on in the news, Eddie? Have you seen anything that's caught your fancy?
Not today. I've been real estate most of the day, so I haven't.
You've been real estate most of the day.
I did see something, though. Oh, man. With your girl. I guess she is getting a little bit more
crap. My girl?
AOC.
She's not my girl. I'm just telling the truth. I don't want to date her. I certainly don't want to marry her.
Dude, if you ever married somebody like her, I would kidnap you and take you away. That's the worst thing that could ever happen to you. And I'll be honest with you, there's several of us that do worry. You're going to end up with a girl that tells you what to do, when to do it, and carries your stuff in her purse.
My stuff?
Yeah.
Like my lip gloss?
Roast the chestnuts.
Oh, my testicles?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, there's a lot of men out there like that, Joey.
Oh, yeah. I think there is a lot of people say, and if you're saying it jokingly, whatever, but like happy wife, happy life. It's like, if you're serious about that, I'm like, you poor. It's like, you know, the day I came home, and I'm still living, you know, when my mom was sick. So I'm living at home with my dad, brother, and her. And we had the little dog at the time. He was just a few months. He was Gimli, the pup, maybe a year. And he's usually, like, excited. Great Labrador retriever. Y'all know how they are when you get home.
Oh, yeah.
The shaking. Like, it's not just the tail. The whole butt
body goes, yeah.
And usually that's how he would greet me at the door when I would get home. Well, this one day, like, I walk in and there's no Gimli. Where's the dog?
Ruh-roh.
And then I see him, like, stick his head around the corner slowly. Hey, Joey. I'm like, you okay, man? No. Like, what's going on? They took my balls.
Yep.
What, they did what to you? I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about it, man. Leave me alone. And I feel like there are some fellas that are stuck in that situation.
Oh, yeah.
But
would you take your dog, the male dog, to the vet to get done, and you're a guy, you feel bad.
Yeah.
You feel bad.
Yeah, but then you also, it kind of makes sense. Like, aren't there certain days where you wish you had a superpower of where you didn't have that men understand? Where even if you're a faithful, you got plenty of integrity, there is still that itch.
Lust?
Yes. Could be nice. It's kind of a superpower,
sometimes
I imagine. If you didn't even have that going.
Sometimes extra energy.
It is. No, it's good for other aspects of life. Yeah. If you sublimate it, redirect it to a different energy.
But there are... who am I? Cast stones. I was going to say there are men that fall victim to it, but I'm...
Well, and last night, somehow, I got watching this thing between radio host Michael Knowles of the Daily Wire.
Yeah.
And you know this chick named Pearl, the redhead?
Minnie Pearl?
No, the kind of the tall redhead who's always now stumping for men. How unfair all the laws are for men, how there aren't any... There's only like 5% of the population are actually marriable wife potential.
I don't even know.
Because you got all these girls showing their butts on Instagram and OnlyFans and ugly tattoos and all this stuff.
They do that on Instagram?
Now, I found myself kind of disagreeing with Pearl. I'm like, what's wrong with tattoos? Like, I guess I'm not as judgmental, but then I'm also where I'm at. No.
Neither do I. But I don't have a problem with them either.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's like a Baphomet on your forehead, yeah, I think we're going to have an issue.
I grew to favor the Mike Tyson tattoo. At first, I didn't like it, but I grew after a while. I like it.
Yeah, but on your wife?
No, not necessarily. But I've seen some chicks with the neck tattoo, and again, I wasn't a big fan, but I'm like, oof.
She was laying out, though, that even, like, say, Roman Catholic, like, even religious communities, they tend to be, if you're a religious community, you're less likely to get divorced. If you're doing it for the right reasons, you're doing it for principled reasons.
Faith makes you a little bit stronger than that.
And yet, even say like Roman Catholics, it's at 30%.
Oh, wow.
And that's taking account of all ages, not the younger folks like my age and younger.
Yeah.
And Pearl's point she kept making is like you, Michael, and all these other folks say, go get married, find a good woman, have kids. You're leading so many of these guys to have their lives ruined. And it's one thing if you're a man who's made it.
Yeah.
And so you've got to pay ridiculous amounts of money in the divorce settlement or in... What if your guy's making 40 grand a year and you got to do that?
I know those guys, man.
Yeah.
They borrow from their 401k.
Right. And so it's a weird time.